Well, coming up this weekend, the Atlantic Business and Professional Women are planning their Spring Craft Show. We're going to talk about that this morning with Jackie Wicke, who's in with us. How are you?
I'm great. How about you?
Good. Are you geared up for a big one?
Oh, you bet. Yep. We're looking good. Looking good. A few spaces we could take if there's some last-minute people out there hearing it, but otherwise we're doing good. We'll have a good show.
A very good display of things for folks to enjoy. This is coming up this weekend, and this is how long now for the Spring Craft Show?
This is our 29th annual show. We were always having a spring fundraiser, and we've always had our fall craft show. And sometimes it was garage sales and a lot more work, and we come up with the idea, well, we know how to do a craft show, why don't we do a spring one? So 29 years ago, we started out doing that, so this is what we're doing for our two major fundraiser events every year.
Yeah, and obviously it's worked out well, or you wouldn't be going on a 29th annual.
That's right. It's doing good.
Very good. Is it difficult to put these types of events together? Does it take a lot of members to organize?
Well, we kind of stress that all the members, you know, try to help out a little bit, mm-hmm. you know, whether it's, we used to have each one provide a pie or something like that, but it's so routine anymore. And this year, our pies are going to be made by Margot Chester of Messina. So they'll be a little bit, a few variety, you know, not just every little bitty thing, you know, so we're excited about that. But in the concession stand, we'll have the pies and sloppy joes, sloppy dogs, homemade potato salad, and the pies. So we're excited to see how this goes now. But all the members, you know, sign up and at least work a little bit of a shift during the day.
Sure. It's this Saturday. Give them the time and date and place.
This Saturday, which is April 6th, coming up. Happy spring to everyone. It's from 9 to 3 at the Cass County Community Building. There is a 50-cent admission that we ask, but with that makes you eligible for our drawings that we have about every 20 minutes. Each one of the vendors gives us a little something that we can add to our drawings. And what this does is help us to know how many people went through that day. It means a lot to the vendors when they ask us, well, how many people do you have go through? And we have 350 to 450 people plus sometimes go through, which is great for a one-day show. And that's important for the vendors to know that come from all over and unpack and pack up. And so they always seem to be happy with that many people coming through. So we urge everybody to come out and help them out.
Jackie, 50 cents, really? How dare you?
Oh, I know.
It's such a financial burden for folks. Yeah, just skip
that. But you might win something.
Yeah, you can barely get a can of pop for that, so it's real easy to get in and out. Yeah, very good. All right. Well, let's talk about what they're going to find. You'll have a lot of variety, I assume?
We do have a good variety. We've got a few home-based businesses like Pampered Chef, Tupperware, Norwex. Our Hypnosis Gentleman will be there again. And Real-Time Pain Relief, they've been with us for a couple of years and have had good results, so they'll be there too. Then we'll have Yard Art, which we're all ready to get out in our yards and mm-hmm. put some new things out. T-shirt lady will be there again, books. Someone will be there with lots of needlework and cross-stitch, and someone else with pillowcases, kitchen towels, birdhouses, wood signs, flags, honey, and so there'll be a little bit of everything. There's also a leaf filter gutter protection person that's going to be there this time, and somebody making Danish Kringles. So I think that's a list that somebody, it'd be something for everybody.
Well, I know it's sponsored by the Atlantic Business and Professional Women, but it doesn't mean it's just a women's event.
Oh, that's for sure. Bring your husbands, and they can always sit and have coffee and Kringle. Maybe get in an extra sandwich.
There you go. There's lots of ways to enjoy the day, depending on how you want to go about attacking the day. Are all of these vendors largely local folks? You have a little bit of mix of local and maybe a little more distant?
Yeah, a good mix. You know, some come from a distance. Mm-hmm. Some are from right around here. So I think that's a good mix. We've had a few from down southern Iowa, and I haven't heard whether they were affected by the flooding or anything, but surely they would have been letting us know by now, so I think everybody should be good for that. But yeah, it covers an area, Omaha and Des Moines, so people come from all ways.
It sounds like you've got a mix of home-based businesses there, too.
Yes, we do. You know, people are really liking these vendor shows anymore, and that's kind of great for these home businesses like the Tupperware and the Pampered Chef, things like that. You know, they can get their their things that they sell out rather than just going for a party.
Yeah, branch out a little bit. When obviously some of them are coming back year after year.
They do. We've got the same gals coming in year after year, and we try to kind of keep to one of those, you know, like one Tupperware person or one Pampered Chef. So it works out that way for them.
Yeah. Don't guarantee exclusivity, but we'll give you a good opportunity.
That's right. Yeah. That's right. First come.
Make everybody happy that way. Very good. Talk a little bit about the community then, because this is going to help the community. The BPW is dedicated to their local community. They do a lot of different types of things. How are you going to be spending the money that comes from this event?
Well, we've got a very high budget for our community service projects and things that we do for that. Not only do we give money to requests from high school students or people that are going on missions or things like that, if they give us a request, we try to do that. We also give to like Hitchcock House, the Cass County Museum down in Griswold. So it's not all right here. We try to take care of our whole area. Of course, we always try to help out the fire department and the fireworks in the summertime. And if we're not just giving money, why we're out there visibly. The first thing I can think of right now is we helped out by taking bars and some food items up to the every 15-minute event that was held at the high school last week for those students that, you know, was involved in that and had to stay overnight. So, you know, it's not that we're out there making money or spending money all the time, but, you know, different members will bake the bars and we took up to the school like that. So we're out there being visible with our green shirts. We give to the 4-H fair. We have about five or six different trophies and plaques that we give to that. So we want to give back to those kids for all their hard work. Other events that go on. And then the bigger thing is our scholarships. We give scholarships to non-traditional students, which is kind of makes us different from all the others. A non-traditional is someone that's been out of high school for at least 5 years. Maybe they've got their kids, maybe starting into preschool, kindergarten, and they want to get back into college themselves. And so that's what we're out there to do. We do manage a couple of, in memory of Bev Mendenhall, we manage her husband gives us money every year, and we give a nursing scholarship because that was very important to her because she was went back for her nursing degrees and things not right out of college. And so that was very, very important to her. I had a gal a year or so ago, I think I've told this story before, but I've seen her comment on Facebook, is there anybody out there that gives scholarships to old people? Well, I know the girl and she's not old by any means. Uh-huh. And so, boy, I was right on that. And I said, yes, we do, BPW. So she has been very good at that and has won locally and has won the scholarship that the BPW State Scholarship Committee has given out too. So she's a local member and she's a busy gal. She's got two little boys and we always give a year's membership with our scholarship. So she's been a little active in the organization. She helped me last year. We rode the go-kart or the golf cart up and down Main Street getting selling tickets for the 50-50 raffle that they gave away at Atlantic Fest. So we do a lot of things like that.
Sure. Well, it's nice to be that diversified, I guess. You're helping a wide range of folks throughout the community that
That's
way, through
right.
the scholarship and other programs.
We make the money and we try to make it help a lot of people.
Yeah, well, a lot of people donate those, so that's a good way to look at that. Let's talk again about time and dates. Coming up this Saturday, so don't waste any time. Get it on your calendar.
Saturday, April 6th, 9 to 3, out at the community building, out at our beautiful fairgrounds. You can call Becky Bonney. She's my co-chair at 254-0838, or myself, 243-4671, if you still are hearing this and still may be interested in getting a space. But otherwise, just come out and have lunch. That helps us immensely, too, because we'll have the concession stand open, and so we've got to-go containers, too, so take one home for supper.
All right. Well, if you've been just pining to get out of the house and do something for a day here this early part of the spring, this might be your great opportunity here this weekend. Again, that's the 29th Annual Spring Craft Show, sponsored by the Atlantic Business and Professional Women, this Saturday. Get on out and have a good time with them. Jackie, thanks for coming by.
Thank you so much for helping us out. We'll Appreciate all the help you always give us.